Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hi, this is the Daughter of God cast, season 2, crowd creation, episode 087. T, coming up, a smidgen of feedback from our tenacious last collaborator, and then a new scene. But first, here's me talking to myself. Having a podcast is both stimulating and slightly cumbersome. Talking about the making of the movie steals time from the making of the movie. What is my outcome for this podcast, or really anything? I'm revisiting the why podcast topic because the recent lackluster response to crowd creation could suggest a reevaluation of motivations and methods to a less audacious artist, that is. So I ask myself, are podcasting and feedback really and truly essential components to my movie making process? Oh, I have to say, stop everything, hold the phone. So I've noticed on Ello that when I have my hair down, I have more people watching. So I get more watches. So let's just get my hair down here. Go for maximum sexiness. Oh, yeah. Plus it feels good to do this. Oh, yeah. Let's do whiplash here. We're whipping the hair back and forth. How I've perfected the green screen technique. Doesn't this look like an actual field behind me? So I ask myself, are podcasting and feedback really and truly essential components to my movie making process? Maybe. But podcasting has for sure contributed to the making of the me process. My journey of self-discovery has been amping up. I feel stretched in ways that I've never stretched before. The experience of stretching, of feeling what I am, of reveling in sensation, has become more important than results. This is a bit of a pirate's plank I'm walking out on because I've been operating in a results-oriented paradigm for the better part of half a century. Achievement has always been primary. I love the experience of high performance, for sure, of doing the outrageous, exploring the frontiers of what's possible. But for now, at least, fuck outcomes. I've gone about as far as I can go striving for outcomes. The frontier of excellence is presence. The experience is the point, not the trophy or the degree or the bragging rights. This is the classic journey inwards, which, as any aspiring sadhu knows, is also a flowering of presence and delight outwards into the lives of others, into our shared experience, which circuitously brings us back to Daughter of God and to art making generally. My hair is getting in my mouth and I'm getting a little bothered by it. Ah! Hang on, let's do it one more time. No. Look, I don't know how it stays like that. It's kind of amazing. Moving into 2018, see what I did there? Moving. The various loose ends of Daughter of God are drawing together. I am getting more excited about what I'm seeing in the studio. Results, yes, but even more importantly, what I'm experiencing in the happening, the making. Consistent, deliberate presence has dramatically uplifted the quality of the cinematic product. I'm having more fun making this movie than ever before, and that's saying a lot. Here I am, still talking to myself in episode 087. There's a few of you listening. Hello! Collaborators come and go. Maybe the initial wave of crowd creation collaborators were like the first stages of the Falcon Heavy. They got us out of the atmosphere, and so now fall away, back to Earth to be reused by another podcast. Except for Seamus. He's still here. Let's hear from Seamus! Feedback for 086, Redemption. In episode 086, Redemption, we showcase the inventory of things and experiences blessings can get you. We asked which redemptions were most intriguing or which ones you'd love to see offered. Oh yeah, let's get this energy going here. Oh, the chi, I'm gonna massage the energy right into my face. Yeah, wow, oh. Yeah, it's cold, my hair back, pull the energy through my hair. Seamus opined he'd be into brunch or sailing lessons. As the second most best beloved, he's already set for a solid foundation of Hobie Cat fundamentals or ice boat co-piloting and well on his way to the deluxe Artist House brunch. The deluxe Artist House brunch. Being a super genius, there's not much Seamus can't whip up himself with a few paper clips and a super collider. Wind-tussled hair and a hearty stack of pancakes for the man who has everything. In 087T, our two oddball unlikelies continue to miss the mark, stumbling down the path to what we know is inevitable. Things just keep getting worse. But as that old adage goes, it's always darkest before the sailor's delight, and let he who is without sin teach a man to fish. Blue, blue. A bit of sexual and Christian innuendo mashup there for ya. Jerry offers Christina tea. There are all kinds of teas. Earl Grey, rooibos, chamomile, rosehip, fenugreek, tea? Mushroom, each with very specific properties, arousing, calming, introspective, hallucinogenic. If you were Jerry, here's the feedback question. If you were Jerry, which properties would you want to infuse the moment with, especially after Christina's final statement? And that's the Daughter of Godcast, episode 087T. I suppose another Dan Kelly in an alternate universe would be discouraged by the falling away of our collaborators, especially after announcing all those fabulous redemptions in episode 086. Look at these Ben Woody T-balls! But this Dan Kelly, your Dan Kelly, loves the simplicity of minimal feedback because he gets a chance to breathe and philosophize to justify continuing the irrational course of action he's bent upon, a crowd creation without a crowd. Actually, Seamus's extreme brain activity is roughly equivalent to that of 20 science undergrads and maybe 50 marketing majors. So long as he's hanging around, we're legit. This Dan Kelly, your Dan Kelly, is also confident that everything is coming up roses. He has opened to the flow of the cosmos and instantiates the inevitable advent of the miraculous. Daughter of God's prophet, she is coming.